Some Japanese customs that may confuse foreigners. There are many customs and behaviors that are natural for Japanese people for various reasons. To foreign visitors, some of these customs can be a bit confusing. Website Madame Riri offers a few examples. Number 1. Making the peace sign. Many young Japanese people form a V with their fingers when they pose for photos. In many other countries, this is the sign of peace. But there is no such meaning in Japan. Fortunately, Japanese make the V sign with the palm of their hand facing the photographer and not the back of the hand, which might get them in trouble overseas. Number 2. Sitting on the floor. Many foreign people wonder why Japanese people sit on the floor. It is very rare to see people sit on the floor in Western countries where tatami mats are not common. Many foreign visitors to Japan find it hard and painful to sit on the floor and prefer to sit on couches or chairs. Number 3. Drinking barley tea. If you open the fridge in most Japanese homes or look at any vending machine, you'll probably see barley tea. It's a refreshing drink that goes well with meals and is particularly good in hot weather. It doesn't have a lot of caffeine. Number 4. Slurping ramen. Japanese people usually slurp when they eat noodles such as ramen, soba, and udon. Although slurping noodles is considered rude in Western countries, in Japan, it is an expression of appreciation for the meal. Number 5. Nodding response, or aizuchi. When you communicate with Japanese people, you often see them nodding their response with words like hey, so, so nanda, and so on. This type of nodding response is called aizuchi in Japanese. Aizuchi is also a good way of looking like you are taking part in the conversation. Foreign people seldom use these words, perhaps because they feel it will look like they are not listening seriously. Number 6. Double eyelid surgery. Perhaps this one applies to many women in Asia, not just Japan. Double eyelid surgery is common because young women want to have bigger eyes. Have a look at the girls on the covers of fashion magazines or pop diva Ayumi Hamasaki. Foreigners may wonder why Japanese women get cosmetic surgery for their eyes but don't do anything about their teeth. Number 7. Walking pigeon-toed in high heels. Some Japanese girls cannot walk gracefully in high heels and end up walking pigeon-toed. Number 8. Bowing. Bowing is an important part of Japanese society for saying hello, goodbye, apologizing, or expressing condolences. Some Japanese people even bow while talking on the phone. In Western countries, handshakes, hugs, and kisses are more common.